So you want to talk about what we were discussing earlier before we decided to record?
With our debate that we were
Yes.
having? Sure, yeah. No friendly debate we were having.
Yeah, friendly, that's the word for it. But MP was doing research and she was reading this article about the trouble that non-traditional spirituality in the world is how you handle that kind of thing when people around you are of a different mindset than you. It focused a lot on atheism versus a religious family, but it can be applied to pretty much anything.
Right.
And the debate came up because the MP is very much a pacifist.
Very much,
She
yes.
very much believes in
Keeping your mouth shut to keep the peace.
yes, where I'm on the other side of that coin, I feel like individuality is something that can easily be taken away from people if they sit silently and allow the vocal majority, which I'm looking at you Christians, to browbeat everyone else. I had to say earlier, I told her I've hung out with and been around many different religions in this world, and the only one I've been around that actively goes out of their way to squash anything that doesn't agree with them are the Christians.
And I think my point of view is those are the only people I've ever been around.
And that's true.
And
You
it
were
says.
raised around the fundamental Baptists, and if we're being perfectly honest, there are some sects of Christian who aren't like that.
Right. I think mine's just a survival tactic. I mean, I've believed the way I believe since I was 14, 15, but I knew that if I told them that I felt closer to nature than God, that I had a hard time swallowing the Kool-Aid, that I would probably would have ended up homeless. Like, big time homeless, like entire family would have dumped me on the side of the road and forgotten me. And that was scary.
Well, I
So,
imagine when you're 14 it would be, but
I'm not
how do you
14.
feel now?
Well, I have done a lot of soul searching. Spiritually, I think COVID saved my life. And I say that because when COVID happened, I moved in here and pretty much went no contact with my family. And I did a lot of thinking. And I came up with sort of a new life philosophy about it, of if I went to one of my family members and told them how I felt and said, if I was a stranger, would you like me? And if they said no, then I'm like, well, then you don't like me even though we're related. And I don't need those kinds of people in my life anymore. And luckily, since COVID, my family hasn't been very close-knit anyway, so I'm having a little easier time, but I still get nervous thinking about being vocal about it. And you are so vocal about it, and it's almost like a point of like jealousy that you can be so open and so angry and so vocal about it. And I'm just like, oh gosh, no, we can't do this. But this, I guess that's why we work. We play off of each other, and you're my mouth.
What I find completely amusing about all of that is that when we go around, say like your family,
A few
I
times,
wear
yeah.
different jewelry.
Yes.
I avoid certain t-shirts.
Yes.
I avoid certain topics.
Yes.
I avoid a lot of things.
And I feel really, really bad about that, but I know what they're like.
But here's the thing. Your family have on multiple occasions sat down at the dinner table with me, sat in living rooms with me, stood face to face with me, and told me how I was a gift from God,
Best thing that ever happened to me.
that I was the best thing that ever happened to you. And then when all of the struggles that your family was going through at the time with
illness
and that, and passings and such. I was there for all of that, and I did everything I could to help them, and they heaped nothing but praise upon me, which, don't get me wrong, I am very appreciative of. They were very appreciative of all the things that I did,
mm-hmm.
and they were very appreciative of me.
Yep.
But here comes the hypocritical part.
If they ever found out you were a Satanist, half of them wouldn't speak to you again, and the other half would relentlessly hound you. They would mail you tracts in the mail. They would call you. They would come by to testify. It would be relentless.
It would be relentless until I started sending propaganda back. That's not really how the Church of Satan or Satanism works, but let's see how they like it when a satanic Bible shows up in the mailbox with a tract tape to it that says, "I'll pray for you too."
But we digress. So we thought it would be interesting to go through this article, point by point, of how non-traditionalists face the world and kind of answer it from his point of view and from my point of view.
And honestly, it's the only time that I kind of get just slightly hypocritical about my own belief system and my own philosophy. And I think it's because, to me, Christians are and can be some of the worst people to deal with, because it's okay. I believe everyone should be able to believe and have their own individual lives. That's why I'm doing this. I want people to find their own individual peace. I believe everyone should. And if you want to be a Christian, that's fine. But the problem with that particular organization is that they go out of their way to bring down and tear down anything that isn't them. They're militant about it.
They're obnoxious.
And I think that you can't sit and be a pacifist in the face of a militant organization that is out there trying to destroy the fabric of every individual that does not believe what they do. True. When, let me just put this point out there. You look at things like the Catholics, who I actually like because they're less militant than the rest of them. You kind of fall into being a Catholic, or you're born into being a Catholic. They don't really go out of their way to, you know, indoctrinate people, because they're a little less cult-like than the rest of them. They got their pageantry, and I like the whole imagery and the style of the Catholics is kind of cool.
Catholic style.
Yeah. But you flip the coin on that, and you talk about the evangelicals, and you talk about the mega churches.
Well, that's,
let me tell you
more about money
right now how I feel about that. We won't be naming any names because I don't like to get sued.
Yeah, but it can be a little litigious, so no.
Somebody shows up at my door because there is an emergency happening outside, and their life could depend on it. I'm going to open my door to that person. I don't care if they're Christian. I don't care if they're Muslim. I don't care if they're gay. I don't care if they're straight. I don't care if they're trans. I don't care what they are. Unless they're a pedophile, they can fucking drown. But I don't care. I will open my door to them because human life is more precious than your goddamn church. And to know that one of the most premier ministers in the fucking country locked his church during severe weather and people died because he didn't want them in his church because they were fucking beneath him. That's how I feel about Christians. And I know it goes against my tenets and my beliefs to be that militant about it, because I believe everyone should be able to believe individually what they want and live how they want to. But I also believe that if you are going to be that kind of douche And if you're going to go out of your way to stand on college campuses, browbeating people, if you're going to go out of your way to indoctrinate children to hate people that they don't even understand yet, if you're going to go out of your way to tear down organizations that help other people, if you're going to go out of your way to be a blight on everyone trying to just make this world a better place, then fuck you and fuck your religion, and I'll be militant about it. And when the time comes that that religion is buried and gone, because, you know, what was it you said the other day?
Yeah, I say a lot of things.
It was that picture you saw when, you know, it was that picture of Poseidon that said, you know, your religion today will be tomorrow's mythology.
Yeah.
When Christianity's buried and people are digging it up and going, they believe this shit? That's when the world becomes a better place.
Unless it's replaced by something even more.
Unless it's replaced by something even stupider. But that's how I feel about it. I know you're a pacifist and you get upset when I get heated about that stuff. But I've seen what Christians do to people.
Part of your, you know, your passionate nature is part of what I love about you. So, you know.
But now that I've got the fiery rant out of the way, she told me I wasn't allowed to talk about making s'mores on the smoldering embers of churches.
Yeah, let's not go there.
The
pacifist is like, no.
I can't even eat s'mores. But I would make one and eat it right then and be happy about it. I would even etch a little cross in the top of it for symbolism.
Well, I don't like s'mores. The combination of the marshmallow and the graham cracker is just icky. So.
Well, you know, we would be standing in a burning church, and that's icky.
That's true.
No, it's burning. It's not icky anymore.
Okay, let's get on.
Now it's a campfire.
All right, Davy Crockett, let's get on to this.
Okay.
Well, back on topic, keeper of track. Okay, so the problems that non-traditionalists, atheists, pagan, you know, face in the modern world, that is a big religious type place. Not as much now as it used to be, but it's still there. So, like, the first problem that they talked about was seeing people who were non-religious, and they just use religious as a term, Christianity, Muslim, whatever, non-religious people as being completely immoral. And it's like a social stigma, and they're completely misunderstood. Like, just because
that
you're not religious, it automatically makes you immoral. And I love that Penn Jillette thing we were talking about.
Oh, Penn Jillette's quote is the best.
It was like, if you don't believe in God, what stops you from raping and murdering? And I'm paraphrasing, but he said something to the effect of...
Well, he said no. He said, well, nothing stops me from raping and murdering. In fact, I rape and murder just exactly whoever I want to, but the people on my list that I want to rape and murder is exactly zero.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's...
If you have to have hell and the devil to make you behave yourself, you're not a good person.
No. I mean, it was like growing up. I was a mischievous child, but my father had a belt.
Morality should not be tied to fear.
I wasn't good because I was good. I was good because I was afraid. And that didn't make me good. That just made me afraid.
Well, do you know why I am the way I am? I'm the way I am because my grandfather, my father, taught me how to be a good man.
Yes. Yes.
It doesn't require God for me to be a decent human. Yeah. And if it did, that doesn't make you a decent human.
I mean, church s'mores.
That just makes you in somebody's control.
Church s'mores aside, you are a good man. So.
Well, it's like I said, the church doesn't even really believe in God. They know God doesn't exist, but if they said that, they wouldn't have control over the people and people would stop giving them money.
True. Okay. So, we are not immoral.
No.
I'm probably hyper-moral.
You are.
If anything. I don't, you know, I take my buggy back to the corral at the grocery store. I mean, I get mad when people don't do that. I'm hyper-moral. I recycle. So, you know. Okay. Non-participation in religious-type practices, like, someone saying grace over a meal.
I don't do it.
And it, like, you just flat out don't do it. You just stand there.
I don't bow my head. I don't say grace. And I don't do it to be disrespectful. I don't do it because doing it would make me hypocritical.
Well, I do it and I don't do it.
You do it and you don't do it. Like, what does that mean? Like, you kind of halfway do it?
I bow my head and I close my eyes. But while they're talking to God and Jesus, I thank the earth for what they provided for us and the animals that gave their lives for us to eat them and that kind of thing.
What do you think your family would do if at the middle or at the end of the saying grace around the Thanksgiving table, everybody said amen and I just said hell Satan?
I think that would be the last Thanksgiving we would ever go to, and we would probably be eating Chinese food at home the next one.
You say that like it's a bad thing.
Which, maybe next year that will be the plan. So, you know.
I just don't do it, and I don't do it out of disrespect. I do believe that if you are in someone's house,
right,
you're in someone's lair, you respect them.
Right.
It doesn't mean you have to get down on your knees and pray because you're in their house, but if they're holding a prayer, you don't disrupt it.
Right.
And I don't.
Right.
I don't pray.
Right.
But I don't disrupt their prayer.
Well, I like I said, I halfway do, I halfway don't. I do the show for them, but my internal is my own type of reverence.
It's like I don't want to be disrupted when I'm doing stuff in my house.
Right.
You know? I mean, Christians don't normally come to my house. Cause,
your mom, from time to time.
But... Well, but mom's different. Mom just gave up a long time ago.
Well, I mean,
on
that. Well, she's eaten here before, and we didn't say grace or anything. We just kind of...
She doesn't.
We just had at it. I've never been around, like, Catholicism that much.
They really don't do the whole saying grace over dinner thing. That's more of a Baptist thing.
Yeah, we were the whole everybody chanting God is great, God is good thing, and it was kind of creepy.
It's because it's a cult.
Okay. That's for another day. I got a whole another set of notes about that. Okay. So the next one. People trying to constantly convert you and save you.
I think we talked about that in the introductory episode and the first episode. It happens every time I leave the fucking house.
And I think we touched on that with my family too. And it's because, like, and I made a note here, it's like it makes you uncomfortable because they are so intrusive and they do not respect boundaries.
Well,
it's... Because they don't, they think that their religion is the only one that should be taken seriously and they don't respect the boundary of yours. And
there are two ways to handle that.
And
I have discovered that it is, all you simply have to do is make them uncomfortable back. And a lot of the time, now listen, I don't believe in God. I've never believed in God. But if you look a Christian in the eye while they're standing there giving you the lecture face to face in your personal space because they don't know how not to, all you got to do is look at them and say, hey, it's not that I don't believe in God, and it's not that I'm saying he doesn't exist. I'm just saying I ain't got anything for him, and I really don't give a fuck.
That usually stops them.
Well, they get dumbfounded because they can't fathom someone believing in God and then just disliking him.
And my tactic is I'm just like, okay, that sounds nice, and then avoid them for like a year.
Or you just ask them if their religion accepts certain things. Like, I would be happy to talk to you about, you know, my immortal soul and perhaps finding my way to God. But how does your religion feel about public masturbation?
Yeah, that would stop them in their tracks. Yeah, that would probably halt their...
What about strawberry jello and squirrels?
That stopped me in my tracks. I don't even want to know where you're going with that one.
I mean, it's not a male squirrel, so technically it's not gay.
Been playing too much Marvel Rivals. You're obsessed with squirrels. Okay, next. I think we sort of touched on this one too. Maintaining relationship with religious loved ones. Depending on how...
Well, it was easy for me.
Your mom is awesome. Your mom is awesome. I mean, your mom probably kind of knows what I am. She doesn't allude to it, but she knows that I'm not... You know.
Well, my grandparents were easy enough. My grandfather was not a religious man. Neither were his World War II buddies, who I spent most of my summers with, who would often tell me that the quickest way not to be a religious man is go to war. Once you've seen combat and once you've seen the atrocities of the world, you realize that there is no God.
Yeah.
And so I never had to worry about that. My grandfather was chill with that. So was my dad. My dad was never a religious man, and, well, we got along just fine. It was never a problem. Mom, she was Baptist and she turned Catholic, but she seemed to always be fine with me not being one.
And, like, on my side of it, I don't really have an answer for this question because I am still very much in the closet with all this with my family.
So let me ask you then, being a full-grown adult now and there being adults out there that maybe have family that they haven't told how they feel, how many, you know, how many young men, teenagers and otherwise, are closet Satanists or atheists afraid to tell their families? You know?
Yeah.
But now that you're an adult, you have a life, you're on your own, you've been that way for years.
I'm still terrified.
Why do you still stay in the closet?
I'm terrified of them. I still am scared shitless of their judgment and disapproval.
That's called trauma.
Well, yeah, and it's a real thing.
Yeah.
And I mean, I find it just avoiding it and waiting for them to die is easier.
But that's not the way it should be.
It isn't. It's not. I'm not saying it's right. It's just, it's mentally, for me, that's just the easiest way to not cause any big scenes. Just to kind of nod and be like, okay, yeah.
Listen.
So it's not healthy.
Listen, people, if you're in situations where you feel you can't tell your family how you really feel, I get that if you're a minor. I get that if you are in a situation like that where you are dependent upon your family. You still live at home with your parents. You still have reasons to be that way. Because, you know, coming out of the closet spiritually and belief-wise can be as hard as, you know, coming out and telling your parents that you, you know, are gay.
Yeah.
You know, it's like coming out and telling your parents, hey, I like boys instead of girls.
Well,
that's a hard thing to do.
One of my grandmothers told me one time, she looked me right in the face, and this is nothing against your mother or Catholicism because I haven't been around it, I don't know anything, but she looked me in the face and told me that she would rather that if I would come out as gay than be a Catholic.
That's stupid.
It is. I didn't say it was sane.
So don't ever let people keep you browbeat like that unless you're in a situation where you feel like it could be a detriment to you. But I think once you reach a certain point, tell people how you feel. Embrace your individuality. Embrace who you are and what you believe. And if they can't accept you for that, then you don't need them in your life. Cut them out.
Yeah.
That's what the Christians would tell you to do. They would tell you if your family doesn't believe, if your friends don't believe, cut them out of your life. Well, you know what? If they can't accept you for who you really are, then cut them out.
Well, that's what I said. I mean, spiritually and mentally, COVID kind of saved me because it made me cut them out for a while. And
if my mother had not been okay with who I am, then you wouldn't be making dinner for her sometimes.
Right.
Because she just wouldn't be around.
Right. Yeah.
Because I'm not going to tolerate that. I'm not going to tolerate anyone, you know, treating me a certain way because of who I am. What I believe, I get that enough just out in society.
Right.
But I don't believe anyone should be, you know, unable to be who they are or live how they want just because they have a group of people in their life who might be upset by it or might be, you know, oh gosh, oh no, you don't believe in God. How could you not believe in God? Or how could you not be this? Or how could you not be that? Well, because I'm not you, dipshit.
Right. Well, I mean, maybe one day I might get brave enough, but I'm just kind of enjoying the peace right now of just not being around them. So, it's just easier.
anytime I see someone who's college educated and is an intellectual person, has the intelligence to do some of the things that even your family does, mm-hmm. but they still believe in God, blows my mind.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, I don't get it. And I get tired of going outside and people seeing the jewelry that I wear or seeing the shirt I have on or hearing me talking to somebody. And I've had them interrupt conversations with people to start talking to me about Jesus. I don't give a fuck about your book or your fairy tale. And it is not your place to interrupt my conversation to tell me about it.
Right.
Do you know how many tracts I've thrown away or handed back?
Yeah.
I went trick-or-treating once with my kid. Bitch handed my kid a Jesus tract instead of a piece of candy. I took it out of my kid's bag and I dropped it on her front porch and went, uh-uh. We don't indoctrinate kids around here.
Right. Good for you. I mean, like I said, I'm jealous. I mean, I wish I could be that brave, but I'm not. That's why I'm the imp and you're the host.
But again, we're discussing how it can be difficult for people out there to deal with that kind of thing.
So the next thing, feeling isolated, and mine's weird with this one. I felt more isolated being around the Christians than I do being by myself. I prefer being isolated because my belief system is a very solitary practitioner type thing, so I don't need the religious community.
I don't like people, so.
Yeah. So this one, we can just kind of brush past this.
But
one.
If you're somebody that likes to be around people,
it can be isolating.
It can be isolating. Especially, but there are communities out there, and right now we live in an age, a technological age, when you can find communities out there that believe what you believe, no matter what it is
right.
that you believe. You know, it doesn't matter who you are on the inside. There are other people out there, I promise you, that feel the way you do. And you can find them. I mean, I'm a Gen Xer. I grew up in a time where it was harder for me to find people who felt like I did.
Right.
But now we live in an age where I've been able to find those people because we have such a wealth of information just out there. Mm-hmm. So you can find people that feel the way you do. You can find people to talk to about it. You don't have to be isolated unless you want to be. Me, I'm perfectly happy by myself. All I need is my video games and some snacks and I'm good to go. But there are some people that crave that social interaction. And for those people, there are communities out there. You can find them. They are all over the internet. Now, I can't give you any specifics because it's going to be up to the individual and what they believe and who they're looking for.
Sometimes you got to be real careful in those types of situations, too.
You do. You really do. You have to be careful. Have some common
sense about it.
But at the same time, you can't live the life that you want to and feel the way that you want to if you don't try. There are dangers out there, but go looking for those people that feel like you do. You would be surprised. Once you find them, once you make that connection, it will change your life. It changed mine to find people out there who felt like I did. People out there who accepted me for who I am, they are out there. There was a time in my life when I felt utterly and completely alone because I believed things that no one around me believed. Nobody around me felt the way that I did, but now I've found those things. And I don't feel isolated, and I don't feel alone, and I'm very confident in all of this. Once you find those people and you realize that you are comfortable with what you believe and you are comfortable in your own skin and your own thoughts, you will be amazed at how different your life will be. Mm-hmm. It is that simple.
Okay. The next one, and we've both dealt with this one. Workplace bias.
Well, see, workplace bias for me is boiled down to I don't give a fuck what they think.
It's true.
You know, they might look at me and say, hey, you're not a Christian. You're not of this. You're not of that. No, I'm a Satanist. But what? You're a Satanist? They hired a Satanist? Yeah, go check your policies. It says they're allowed to do that and you can't say fuck all about it. I have one place I work try to say something about it. And this is one of the greatest things ever. You've heard me say that Wiccans are pretentious. They can be. But I got called into the office at a place I worked once for a t-shirt I was wearing. That t-shirt simply exclaimed how I felt about certain things. It wasn't derogatory. There was nothing vulgar at all on it. But it did
indicate your beliefs.
Indicate my belief system. They called me into the office, and there was a lady who was in a supervisory capacity from another section of the store who was in there. And when the manager sat me down and told me I was no longer allowed to wear that shirt to work because it upset certain groups of people and that I couldn't wear it anymore, the lady that was the supervisor stepped up and said, well, you're not allowed to tell him that. Because if you tell him he can't wear that shirt, then the group of people that you have working over in this other section who all have shirts on touting how much they love Jesus and how everybody needs to be saved and God is Lord all have to stop wearing theirs. Mm-hmm. And I told that boss, I told her straight up, you make them stop and I won't wear mine. If you make it a policy all the way across the board that they can't wear any of their religious shirts, I will stop wearing mine because I will respect that policy. If it's across the board for everybody, I'll respect your rules. Come to find out, the lady that came to my defense was a Wiccan. And she was an out Wiccan and didn't care that the bosses knew she was. And I was very shocked to know that she was working there the whole time and I just never knew. So I stopped wearing those t-shirts, and it lasted for about a week. And then they were right back to hounding me about my beliefs. They were leaving tracks for me at my workstation and leaving shirts and other things hanging there about Jesus and how Jesus saved and how I needed to save myself from hell. And this went on for quite a while. I don't work there anymore. I got rid of that shithole a long time ago. But this is what I'm talking about. Christians do not know how to leave people alone. But if you are having that same experience, if you are dealing with that same thing, just know there are people out there just like you that have dealt with it every day. And I know the imp here is a pacifist and doesn't believe in confrontation. But I'm telling you, don't take the abuse. Tell them to take their Bible tract and shove it up their ass. Tell them to take their Jesus is Lord God and rotate on it. I have no problem when someone says Jesus is Lord God, and if you don't kneel before him, Jesus can kneel before me. I got something he can suck on.
Okay, next topic. Okay, well, it kind of segues into this, and I don't know if you're... I know you were probably always asked this. Where I'm more internal about it, I've never been asked this. What if you're wrong?
What if I'm wrong?
What if you're wrong?
And there is a God.
Yeah, what if you're wrong?
Well, then when I wake up and I'm before God and he's like, it's time to be judged, I'm like, hold up, chief. I got questions. Before you judge me, let's talk about my sick kid that never did anything. Let's talk about children born with cancer. Let's talk about poverty, death, and war in this world. let me do some judging before you start your bullshit. Because if you're going to send me to hell, send me to hell. Because you know what? I would rather go there than stay here and worship somebody who created that kind of suffering. You know, you were the one that created the evil in the world. You were the one that brought the suffering in the world. Then you set yourself up as being the only thing that could be the salvation for anything, you narcissistic douche.
Okay.
That's what will happen if I'm wrong. I will simply go to hell and accept my fate because I refuse to live in heaven with the douchehole cunt of a god that they worship.
And I guess if it ever came out what I was, I mean, if they're like, well, what if you're wrong? I'd be like, well, you can see a tree.
Well, yes.
You can't see God.
You can hug a tree.
You can hug a tree, and I do. So, all right. And then last one, and this one's kind of a heavy one. How do you deal with grief without religion?
It's simple. People die. Do I want to believe that I'm going to see my father again? God, I would love to. Do I want to think that I'm going to see my best friend again? Yes, I really do. Do I wish I was fucking stupid enough to believe? Do I wish that I was dumb enough to drink the Kool-Aid? Yes. Because you know what? That's the one thing Christians have over the rest of us.
Peace.
They live in this
peace
arrogant, ignoramus belief that they're going to see everybody when they die. And it's a beautiful thing to think about. It's bullshit, and the rest of their religion is bullshit. I'm sorry. I'm off on a tangent today because I saw a lot of stuff that was going on in the news, and I really believe that this world is tired of their bullshit. But that aside, I wish that I could just ignorantly believe all of that. And that if I died tomorrow, I'm going to wake up with my dad. I'm going to wake up with my friend. That when I'm dead and gone, that it's not over with. That I'll get to see you again.
Right.
You know, that I'll get to see anything again. Hell, that I get to see this cat again. But
you don't like that cat.
I like that cat better than I let on. That one doesn't lick my pizza. But I'm talking about you, you little shit, wherever you went.
Oh.
I love both of them, I really do, but the other one's going to get put outside in the snow momentarily.
No.
It
was old pizza.
It was my pizza. But I do wish that I could believe that. I really do, because it would make life so much easier to just ignorantly believe. But I can't.
Yeah, I mean, I think I feel kind of the same. I'm like, the few times in my life where I was like, if there was just something there to help, it was in grief situations. It was in low point situations.
But if you're grieving and trying to figure out how to struggle with loss, and at the same time you don't believe in any sort of a god or any kind of spirituality, just know that sometimes it's better to celebrate the life you had with somebody,
mm-hmm,
than to grieve the loss of that person.
Well, in mine, it was like long-term illness situations.
Oh, yeah.
And I know there was several more people, infinitely more devout than I could have ever dreamed of being, all across the state, praying for these people. And they still died. And not only did they die, they suffered, and then they died. And I was like, none of this is doing anything.
And the people you're talking about, you know, a couple of them, in more recent incidents, were devout.
They were. They were incredibly devout. And
where was God?
Wasn't there. It wasn't there. And if it was a test, I don't know who it was testing or why, but it's a, you know, it's a dumb fucking test. But that's, you know, I don't want to end on like
the heavy, sad stuff.
It's just, you know.
We're not going to, we ain't done yet. Just, there's more over there.
We just thought we would, you know, bring you guys into our little friendly debate because it was friendly. We don't fight. Only about cats and pizza.
Fucking cat.
But, no, we might do more stuff like this. Like, if we come across things and we're having a discussion, we might just come over here and hop on this microphone and be like, let's discuss. And, like we've said, if nobody listens to this or just one person listens to this and, like, you know, they're dealing with the same shit I do. It would have been nice to hear something like this 10, 15 years ago. To know that somebody else out there is struggling with the same, you know, family issues that I have. And it's like, you feel this way, but you can't tell them. You know. And you, I know, like, you would have loved to have put this out years ago to just let people know exactly what was going on with you and how you felt about things. It's cathartic. But now we can share it with people and it's fun. Right? You don't look like you're having fun.
No, I'm glad that I can speak about this stuff because now there's a place to, you know, go and scream into the void, and sometimes some people might even hear it and learn something from it or get something out of it. But that's the whole reason for doing this to begin with.
So, all right, so wrapping this up like usual, we can go do the whole social media thing. Facebook, X under Baron Blasphemy, Instagram, it'll be under the horns, website. underthehorns.castos.com. We're still giving very much consideration into doing the YouTube thing.
We're going to do the YouTube thing.
Yeah, more likely than not. We're old and we got to learn how.
So. And I promise things will get better with the social media. Things will get posted. We really are going to do the YouTube channel to kind of get that out there. And it'll happen because, you know, I have told Imp here that she isn't allowed to eat again until she figures out how to get the YouTube channel up.
I'm a chunky imp, so I better learn quick. Right?
Right.
All right, y'all. Bye.